VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. The war of words between the United States and Iran continues. Washington is suggesting that Tehran was at least indirectly involved in last weekend's sabotage of four oil ships near the Strait of Hormuz. Iran denies it. Foreign Minister Javad Zarif says the United States is heightening tensions in the Persian Gulf region.
We believe that escalation by the United States is unacceptable and uncalled for. We have to exercise maximum restraint.
Zarif was on a visit to Tokyo, where Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono called on Iran to fully abide by the International Nuclear Accord, which the United States left a year ago.
Realizing stability in the Middle East requires Iran's positive action towards the issue in the region. We urge your restraint to prevent any escalation of the tension.
Iran said today it was official. It has ended compliance with parts of the nuclear agreement, which Foreign Minister Zarif blamed on Washington's decision to withdraw from the treaty. In what may turn out to be a breakthrough, both sides in Venezuela's political crisis say they will meet in Norway for talks on resolving the stalemate in Caracas. Venezuelan officials say Information Minister Jorge Rodriguez is representing President Nicolas Maduro, while lawmaker Stalin Gonzalez is leading the opposition delegation of self-declared interim president Juan Guaido. In a televised address Wednesday night, Maduro said Rodriguez was on what he called a very important mission. Meanwhile, in its latest action to isolate Maduro's socialist government, the United States has suspended all commercial flight service to and from Venezuela. French President Emmanuel Macron and New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern are co-hosting a Paris conference this week aimed at fighting the use of digital media by those who would use them to sow hate. Among those in attendance, leaders of some 80 tech organizations who have agreed to sign an agreement to eliminate online extremism. This is VOA News.